Welcome back to the Hemingway List podcast, everybody. Talking about Richard Crawshaw for the last time. Well, I'm presuming there were so many poems included because Crawshaw is known as the English poet who wrote mostly in the Baroque style. Says Swim, but not a big fan in that his subject seems to be limited to pretty pedestrian religious topics. He's far below John Milton in talent. We need more party poets. I agree with everything you said, Swim. He was okay, but I just don't care for poems about Jesus, you know, like... I just can't get excited about them. And I also do agree that Milton was much better, and I certainly agree that we need more party poets. We need those party poets back. That's what it's all about. We should make a book of party poems. That's a terrible idea. Imagine if you were at a real party, proper throwdown party, everyone was having a great time, and you busted out the book of party poems. Probably wouldn't be that well received. Not all my ideas are good ideas, I'll give you that. The next poet is called Richard Lovelace. He's got a few poems. First of all, he was born in 1618, died 1658, so a 40-year-old man. To Lucasta, going to the wars. Tell me not, sweet, I am unkind, that from the nunnery of thy chaste breast and quiet mind, to war and arms I fly. True, a new mistress now I chase, the first foe in the field, and with a stronger faith embrace, a sword, a horse, a shield. Yet this inconstancy is such that as thou too shalt adore, I could not love thee, dear, so much, loved I not on a more. This one's called To Lucasta, Going Beyond the Seas. If to be absent were to be away from thee, or that when I am gone, you or I were alone, then my Lucasta, might I crave pity from blustering wind or swallowing wave. But I'll not sigh one blast or gale to swell my sail, or pay a tear to swage the foaming blue god's rage. For whether he will let me pass or no, I was still as happy as I was. Though seas and land betwixt us both, our faith and troth, like separated souls, all time and space controls, above the highest sphere we meet, unseen, unknown, and great as angels greet. So then we do anticipate our after fate, and are alive in the skies, if thus our lips and eyes can speak, like spirits unconfirmed, in heaven their earthly bodies left behind. This one's called Gratiana Dancing. She beat the happy pavement by such a star-made firmament, which now no more the roof envies, but swells up high with Atlas even, bearing the brighter, nobler heaven, and in her all the deities. Each step trod out her lover's thought, the ambitious hopes he brought, chained to her brave feet, which such arts, such sweet commands and gentle awe, as when she ceased, we sighing saw the floor lay paved with broken hearts. Excuse me. This one's called To Aramantha, that she would dishevel her hair. I've got the hiccups. Let's see how this goes. Aramantha, sweet and fair, braid no more that shining hair, as my curious hand or eye hovering round thee, let it fly as unconfined, as its calm ravisher the wind, and hath left his darling the east, to wanton over that spicy nest. Every trees must be confessed, but neatly tangled, at the best, like a clue of golden thread most excellently ravelled. Do not then wind up that light in rebands and overcloud in night, like the sun in early ray. But shake your head and scatter day. the grasshopper. Oh, thou that swingest upon the waving hair of some well-filled oaten beard, drunk every night with a delicious tear, dropped thee from heaven where thou wert reared. The joys of earth and air are thine entire, that with thy feet and wings dost hop and fly, and when thy poppy works thou dost retire to thy carved acorn bed to lie. Up with the day, the sun thou welcomest then, sportest in the gilt plates of his beams, and all these merry days makest merry men thyself in melancholy streams. To Althea from prison. When love with unconfined wings hovers within my gates, and my divine Althea brings to whisper at the grates, when I lie tangled in her hair and fettered to her eye, the birds that wanton in the air know no such liberty. When flowing cups run swiftly round with no allaying Thames. Our careless heads which with roses bound, our hearts with loyal flames, when thirsty grief in wine we steep, when healths and draughts go free, fishes that tipple in the deep, no such liberty. When like committed linnets, I with shriller throat shall sing the sweetness, mercy, majesty, and glories of my king, when I shall voice aloud how good he is, how great should be, enlarged winds that curl the flood, no such liberty. Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage, minds innocent and quiet take that for an hermitage. If I have freedom in my love, and in my soul am free, angels alone that soar above enjoy such liberty. And that's our poems for today. Thanks for listening, folks. See you tomorrow.